Right. Start just above the telephone kiosk.
Yeah, the thing that across it says start, yeah.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Right. And you go down on the left hand side of the telephone.
The left hand side, right.
Down past the stone circle.
The what?
The stone circle.
I've not got a stone circle. Have you got a broken gate to the right and at the bottom of the telephone kiosk?
Yeah, and right underneath this telephone kiosk at the bottom, there's a stone circle.
Oh, right, I don't have that now. Roughly how far down is that?
Say about 5 centimetres on the map.
Right, so it's about in a straight down from the telephone kiosk.
Yeah.
And about in a line with the writing of Broken Gate, roughly.
Yeah, the Broken Gate ends. The left hand side of the Broken Gate is the right hand side of the stone circle.
Right, and where's the other side of the stone circle then?
The left hand side of the telephone kiosk.
Right, and the bottom? It's just at the writing of Broken Gate, or?
No, it's about 3 centimetres down from the Broken Gate.
Right.
Which is called Farmer's Gate.
Right. So I want to go from start to underneath.
Underneath the stone circle.
Sort of directly down to the telephone kiosk.
Yeah.
Right. Right, I'm there.
Right, you're underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Right. You go up, past the end of the stone circle.
Underneath the Broken Gate?
No. You go up past the stone circle and around the top of the Farmer's Gate. The gate.
So I go between the circle, the stone circle and the gate then?
Yeah.
So that's quite a small space, is it, I presume?
Yeah.
Right. And where should I end up?
Just stop above the Farmer's Gate.
Right, directly above it?
Yeah.
Right.
You there?
Uh-huh, I'm straight above it.
Right. Now, do you have the meadow?
Yeah, I do, in the bottom right.
Right, well, uh-huh. You just ignore that completely, right?
Uh-huh.
What you do, well, basically, you go up sort of a very slight diagonal line until you're above the meadow.
Right, so it's just a sort of very small gradient above the meadow?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, have you got the lake?
No.
No.
At the moment I'm underneath overnight accommodation. And just almost in the beginning of the meadow.
I don't have overnight accommodation.
Right, well that's just if you take the left of the meadow and go straight up to then the overnight accommodation is straight up from the left of the meadow and it's just slightly above the, well, it's actually in a line with the start writing. Should put a wee X there for overnight accommodation.
Yeah, well that's probably where you should go then. If that's overnight accommodation, you'll probably want to go there.
Well, where's your map say to go?
It doesn't say go anywhere. It turns northwards.
Oh, right, I see.
At that point.
So it's going to overnight accommodation then?
Yeah.
Where's it head after that?
Right, well, it goes...
I'll just tell briefly and then I'll go to overnight accommodation. We'll start again, just a point of interest.
It goes up for about 10 or 12 centimetres. It goes round the north of the ruined monastery.
Right, well, I'll move into overnight accommodation. And it just goes straight up from where I see overnight accommodation would be. Just right up northwards, yeah.
Oh, where? Is your overnight accommodation directly above the meadow?
It's the middle of it. It's a wee house. The middle of it is straight up from the meadow.
Right.
On the left of the meadow. The far left of the meadow.
Yeah.
Straight up from there.
Just above the wee birds?
Yeah, above the wee birds.
Right, that's right. I know where you are.
And the start of it is straight across from the start writing.
Right, that's it. So right, that's where my map is. Uh-huh.
So I just want to go up from there.
Uh-huh.
Which side of the ruined monastery should I sort of be coming out at? The right side?
Have you got the ruined monastery?
Yeah, the ruined monastery.
Right, you should go up the right side and over the top and down the left, but then stop as you're at the left side of it, right?
Right, so I'll go straight up, round to the right, over the top, and down by the left.
Yeah.
How far down? So I'm just sort of where the writing is on the left hand side.
Yeah, just about there.
Right, I'm there.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Right, you go left right along, because there's a lake just underneath that. There's West Lake. Have you got that?
No, I've only got East Lake. I've not got West Lake.
Right, well, West Lake is between the start and where you are, and it's sort of a big circle, and it's the top of it's just underneath the ruined monastery writing.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a big circle. So if you draw that in.
Right, it starts just under Rune Monster, it goes to the start. And
well, it's sort of...
Oh, it's getting confused me.
It's above the start. It's the what is it? It's sort of... I guess I need to describe the shape. It goes so straight along the top, straight down the right-hand side. Right, just along a wee bit, then a diagonal line up. So it's like a triangle. You could join the bottom of the lake with the start and the left-hand side of it to make a triangle.
You join the bottom... Oh, you see, I've not got the bottom lake. The bottom of the lake's a start, you see.
Yeah, uh-huh. But it doesn't go right the way along the start. It right. Stops about halfway.
Right, okay.
Right.
I've got that roughly. And where's the next point in the triangle? Just under the Rune Monastery.
No, wait a minute. What have you drawn?
I've got a...
A line along the top.
A line, right, a straight line along the top.
Right.
From where I am, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not really straight, but it's right. Easy to draw it straight. Uh-huh.
Right, I've got that.
Then, a straight line down the right-hand side.
To just the start bit down from where? Where does it start going down? From the style or from the start or what?
It's going down towards the start.
Right, straight down or sort of diagonally down towards it?
Sort of straight down.
Right. And the other one's sort
and it goes about 3 centimetres towards... It stops at the start, you know, in right. Line with it. And it goes about 3 centimetres towards it.
Right.
Right. And then goes up in a diagonal line for about 5-6 centimetres.
Right.
And then it joins with the start. It joins with the top.
Right, okay.
Right.
Five. Right, I've got this sort of basic shape anyway, so I should be able to
avoid it. Right. And that's West Lake.
Right.
So you're currently stopped in line with the Ruined Monastery.
I should be slightly above the lake then, am I?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right. You go left along till you're in line with the left-hand side of the stile.
Right.
And then go up and over the top of the stile and stop there.
Straight up over the stile.
Straight up. And then as soon as you reach the top of the stile, turn right and go along till you reach the end of it.
Right. So I'm over the stile. I have to turn right to reach the end of the stile.
Right.
Uh-huh, so that's just sort of a few centimetres.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then you stop.
Uh-huh.
Right. You go north for about 3 centimetres.
Right.
And then go along for about 1 centimetre. 1 or 2.
So
at say two.
I'm sort of at the left-hand bottom of the popular tourist spot castle thing. Or have you not got that?
I don't have that.
Right.
But it says Great Viewpoint. It's miles away for that. Oh, there's a great viewpoint.
Yeah, great viewpoint's quite a bit above it.
Yeah.
And to the left, yeah.
Yeah, it should be there.
So, right, I'm there. Is there any hazards round about here, then?
No. There's nothing on my map.
Right.
Right, so go about 2 centimetres along.
To my right.
To your right.
Uh-huh.
Then take a diagonal route down. Have you got the dead tree marked?
The Dutch elm?
It says dead tree.
Is it underneath the rocket launch pad at your right?
I don't have a lot of rocket launch.
Right, well, underneath you don't have the East Lake either, do you?
Well, I've got the East Lake.
Right, well, it's just sort of 10 centimetres down from the right-hand side of the East Lake, is that right?
I don't have that.
My East Lake's top-hand right corner.
Yeah, that's where I've got the lake.
Uh-huh.
And there's a great viewpoint just underneath it. Have you got that?
No, I've my great viewpoint's the opposite corner.
Oh, I've got 2 great viewpoints.
Ah, right, I see.
Right, so I've got a great viewpoint just underneath the lake. But there's a tree, it's sort of black and wee branches, it's dead.
Yeah,
No leaves on it.
Right, I don't have it in the same place. I've got one underneath the East Lake, sort of 10 centimetres down. So.
Yeah, that's where mine is.
Oh, right. It's underneath the East Lake, about 10 centimetres down from it.
Uh-huh.
Right, I'm now sort of above the stile to the right. So where from here?
You're above the stile to the right. You went along the stile and then you went up.
I went along the right hand side of the stile like you said, and then went up sort of a few centimetres and along slightly again to the right.
Right. You take a diagonal line down till you get underneath the tree.
Right. Just a straight diagonal down. I don't know if I should sort of avoid this popular tourist spot or go to it or what, you see. I'm not sure if the idea is to have a tremendous holiday or
I don't know.
If the tourist spot's a trap or what. Right, I'll just go along down, so I'm right underneath the tree.
Right, you go around the right-hand side of the tree until you're at the top of it.
Right on top of the tree? Or just at the right hand side of the top?
Go round the right hand side of the tree, uh-huh. And then go along the top until you're right above it.
Right, I'm right above it.
Right. Now, take a diagonal line up about 2 centimetres on quite a steep angle.
To the left or right?
To the left.
Right.
Right. And then go straight up to the bottom of the lake.
Right, well, I've got a rocket launch pad there, which I'll sort of sidestep.
Yeah.
So I want to be right underneath the bottom of the lake.
Right.
On the sort of right-hand side of the lake.
Well, you're about three centimetres from the right-hand side of the lake.
Oh, shouldn't I actually be above the lake, no?
You're about 3 centimetres from the right-hand side of the lake.
Oh, uh-huh, that's right.
Towards the left-hand side.
Yeah, that's where I am, yeah. So I just want to go up, so I'm underneath the lake.
Yeah.
And the same sort
now,
of...
Your lake, see the wee bit of the lake, you know the bottom of the lake stops and then it goes up a wee bit before it goes a diagonal?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Right, go straight along the bottom of the lake, following it till you reach there, and then go about 2 centimetres further and that's the finish.
Right, so I want to... There's the bottom right of the lake. So in other words, I want to sort of follow the shape of the lake.
Follow the shape of the lake until you reach the...
The sort of diagonal bit near the end.
Until you reach the end of the near the bottom, sort of slopes up, and then there's about a 90 degree angle and it goes north.
Uh-huh.
Right, you want to go along to about there, and then go another 2 centimetres following the same line.
So I want to go to the bottom right hand corner of the lake to start with.
Yeah.
Right. Right, I'm at the bottom right-hand corner of the lake now.
Now, go, just dip, go just about a couple of centimetres past that.
Up or to the side?
Just in the same way.
Right, same way as the lake goes?
No, the same way you were travelling.
You don't really know which way I'm travelling. I'm sort of travelling, if I was doing the way I'm travelling, I'd be going off to the right. You want me to go up or to the right or what?
Hmm?
Well, I'm at the bottom of the lake.
Right.
Bottom right-hand corner of the lake. Do you want me to go 2 centimetres to the right? Or do you want me to go up?
Oh, no, you're supposed to be at the bottom left-hand side of the lake.
Oh, the bottom left-hand side?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I see what you're doing a bit better now, right. I'll hopefully be able to scrub that out. So I want to go to the bottom. Oh, right, sorry, it was a bit of a...
It was my mistake. I didn't realise you were saying bottom right-hand.
What the psychologist will take from that. I don't know, right from left, perhaps. Right, I'm there, I'm at the bottom. So I want to just go up the same way the lake's going, about 2 centimetres.
No, you want to go the same way you're travelling.
Uh-huh, right.
Just beyond the bottom of the lake for about 2 centimetres and that's the finish.
Right.
It should be directly under the left-hand side of the lake.
Right, I know where you are.